We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Good morning. By the dawn's early light, we have sunshine in New York City. 38 degrees, wind chill is 32. It'll turn cloudy and windy later on today, high in the mid-50s, but wind chills will be in the 40s with that breeze. There are some grim new guidelines for EMS workers as the coronavirus outbreak continues to overwhelm New York City hospitals. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live with that story. Marla?
Steve, don't bring cardiac arrest patients to city hospitals if a heartbeat cannot be obtained in the field. That is the new directive to EMTs, according to a report in the New York Post, citing an internal memo from the council that oversees the city's ambulance corps. One veteran EMT tells the paper it's a grim calculation meant to save lives, as hospital medical staff is increasingly forced to decide which lives are worth saving. They've been struggling with a shortage of ventilators and personal medical equipment in the hospitals, in the city's hospitals. And they are going to have a new person to oversee this now. It's a familiar face to the city and to the NYPD. Former police commissioner James O'Neill has been tapped by the mayor to oversee the supply chain.
I've just been seeing, reading, hearing about all the great work that's going on in New York City right now, and I just felt compelled to come back and offer to help and do whatever I could.
O'Neill is volunteering his time, taking a temporary leave from his job as head of global security for Visa. Reporting live, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
There has been another spike in coronavirus cases and deaths in Connecticut. Among the victims, an infant. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live. Sean?
Yeah, this is a critical moment for Connecticut. The coronavirus, it doesn't care about your age. As you said, it killed a six-week-old infant in the Hartford area. New York and New Jersey still have far more cases, but the numbers continue to increase in Connecticut. Governor Lamont says the worst weeks are still ahead of us. He's pleading with the federal government to make good on promises for some protective equipment. The supplies still have not arrived.
The gear was promised last week, and then they rescheduled for this week. And it's promised this week, and right now we have very good authority that will be here next week. And we need it, because we don't have the capacity to protect all the people we need to, which is not just nurses and doctors, but a lot of the front-line responders.
Stay home, says the governor. He wants just one person from a family to do the grocery shopping. He has told stores that they need to limit capacity by 50%, reduce the number of people in the stores. When you're inside doing your shopping, make sure you keep 6 feet away from the other people in the checkout line. The economic disruption in Connecticut, it's putting a big hole in the budget. The numbers are continuing to come in, and they don't look good. In the meantime, philanthropists, they've pledged $10 million to help out local nonprofits. Live in Greenwich, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Now to New Jersey, which continues to be hit hard by the coronavirus. There were more than 3,600 new cases reported yesterday. At least 355 people in New Jersey have died of the virus. Here's WCBS reporter Kevin Rincone.
A big part of making sure everyone is following the stay-at-home order is enforcement. New Jersey State Police Superintendent Pat Callahan says they've made plenty of arrests.
In Lakewood, there was a gathering which resulted in 10 adults being charged with violation of the EO and as well as two adults being charged with six counts of child neglect.
Among the most aggressive, Newark police.
In a zero-tolerance approach, over 131 incidents, issued a total of 125 summonses and closed five businesses.
And Colonel Callahan says his own family has had to make sacrifices. He had to tell his own daughter her wedding has been postponed.
That was not an easy phone call. Her reaction was one that you could well imagine of heartbreak. But that's how important this is.
Elsewhere in the state, police say they cracked down on an indoor soccer arena that was still open. They also say a man in Edison was running a live in-person auction. In New Jersey, Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
Live to the Weather Center, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. A beautiful start to the day, but maybe some clouds later.
A little bit of a grayer finish. The closest rainfall, and remember, this is coming in from the east to the west, the reverse of what normal weather does here. The closest rainfall is out towards Block Island right now. So, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard getting some rain. It will probably get to the east end of the island towards the end of the afternoon and then start spreading its way westward. So Connecticut, Long Island have a decent chance of seeing some rainfall overnight. Could make it up just about to the city, maybe a few raindrops anywhere tomorrow, a couple of showers until the storm loops and pulls away. So today's high, not bad today until the clouds start coming in later, 55, but the wind will start picking up. Tonight, some rain and drizzle, as mentioned, especially east, 40 to 45. And then Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers around, high about 55. Saturday looks dry, mixed sun and clouds. Right now in the city, it is 38, humidity 59%, and today's high near 55.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.